How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar? How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore, go on and on, grow into more of a phenomenon? Watch this obnoxious, arrogant, loudmouth bother be seated at the right hand of the Father. How does a ragtag volunteer army in need of a shower somehow defeat a global superpower? How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire, leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher? Yo, turns out we have a secret weapon, an immigrant you know and love who's unafraid to step in. He's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman! 1789. How does the bastard, orphan, immigrant, decorated war vet, unite the colonies through more debt, fight the other founding fathers till he has to forfeit, have it all, lose it all, you ready for more yet? Treasury secretary, Washington's the president, every American experiment sets a precedent. Not so fast, someone came along to resist him, pissed him off until we had a two-party system. You haven't met him yet, you haven't had the chance, cause he's been kicking ass as the ambassador to France. But someone's gotta keep the American promise, you simply must meet Thomas, Thomas! How does Hamilton, the short-tempered protean, creator of the Coast Guard, founder of the New York Post, ardently abuse his cabinet post, destroy his reputation? Welcome, folks, to the Adams administration! How does Hamilton, an arrogant immigrant, orphan, bastard, poor son, somehow endorse Thomas Jefferson, his enemy, a man he's despised since the beginning, just to keep me from winning? I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens, the room where it happens. You've kept me from the room where it happens for the last time.